All right, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, we are here for it. Listen, I'm excited because, you know, I meet new people every day through my page, you know, and I'm excited about our guest tonight. I want everybody to go ahead and share it in your, y'all know how y'all do it. Don't play with me. Go on in your messenger. Go, come on. If you on YouTube, if you on Twitter, we're even streaming on Twitter. If you on Twitter, go ahead and share it with somebody. You understand me? Don't act funny. Go ahead and share.
Come on, y'all know what to do.
Look, you know, God gonna have his way tonight, and you're gonna be mad if you miss it. You know, you're gonna be mad if you miss it. That's all I'm gonna say. Now, let's get into it. Y'all, welcome to My Gospel Soul, you know, where we stay true to our gospel soul. I'm in a series right now of talking to artists, talking to worshipers, talking to praisers, talking to musicians, talking to folks that's handling the music, that's handling the worship. You know, whether y'all know it or not, music, when music is flowing, it makes a difference. When music is flowing from anointed voices, folks that's been in prayer, folks that have been through something, folks that know about, you know, the struggle, that know about, I heard somebody say, I know I've been changed. When you know about it, you know, experience it, got a resume out this world, and you are the one that's in worship, you know, leading worship. It's different. So, I don't want to talk too much because I can't talk. I want to introduce y'all to Trey Williams. I call him Trey because that's how I met him, you know. He's going to introduce himself, and then we're going to get into talking about the tour, that project, All of Me, Lord Have Mercy, and this Right Now word is going on. Come on, talk to us. Introduce yourself.
Well, like you said, my name is Trey Williams. I am from Corsicana, Texas, which is about 2 hours of change from Houston. I'm just a guy who just loves the Lord. You know, music and ministry has always been a major part of my life. I'm a PK, so, you know, everybody knows how that goes. You know, when your fans are in church, you're in church. You know, no matter what day, no matter what time, no matter how old you are, you're there. Like I said, it's been a part of my life forever. I just love the Lord. I just love the worship. And, you know, worship is something that I take very seriously, you know, because, you know, you know, there's so many powerful moments that can come through worship. And, you know, only true worshipers understand what I'm talking about. So,
come on.
That's a big thing. I'm married. Me and my wife, we're actually celebrating our third anniversary today.
All right now. So,
you know, people said we weren't going to last 6 months, and here we are 3 years later. So,
come on.
Talk about the God that we serve, you know. That's pretty much it. I'm a musician as well. Yeah. I play drums, bass guitar, and piano. And, you know, like I said, when the doors of the church open, I'm there. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Now, okay. I was raised in the church going Christ, you know, Pentecostal, all kind of, you know, holiness. When the church doors opened, we was there from open to close. I know about going to church, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when did it turn from going to church, or like somebody said, being drugged to church, to you understanding that you are the church? When did it change? Because you know what I'm talking about. Folks don't know what I mean, but
right.
I was going to church all my life.
Right. Well, for me, it changed when I was young. Mm-hmm. You know, like you just said a while ago, you know, being drugged to church and, you know, I was one of them kids that, you know, I couldn't be still. So I had to find something that I liked. So that's when I started playing drums. And, you know, playing the drums and just being involved and seeing how the Spirit of God moves. And, you know, like I said, from an early age, I saw, you know, how the Spirit of God can come through and tear a church up, whether it's 100 people or whether it's 10 people. But you know, and you know, like I said, from that early age and from then on, I've just been like on fire for God. I've seen him work in my life.
Yeah.
You know, he's spared my life many times. He's come through so many times, and it's like, why not serve a God that is there when you need him? You know?
Come on.
So that's why I said from an early age, that's when the change happened for me.
Yeah, you know, I'm in a singing family. I'm in a singing family, and we would find ourselves having jam sessions sometimes, little jam sessions. Right. You know, you know, Lord,
yeah, I know all about them.
Listen, and what was the song when you were coming up? Because we all got one. Was the song? Your favorite go-to song when you were coming up? What was
that's hard to put just one because I'm a quartet baby. So like me and my family, you know, like me and my siblings and my cousins, we were brought up singing quartet. So if there's a good drive, we going in. So that's so it's kind of hard to just say one song, but if I had to pick one, it would have been probably God Has Smiled on Me.
Mm.
And there's so many different versions of it, but that was the one. That was the song that I was like, man, that right there take me in, because it's a simple song, but it has a powerful message.
Oh, I thought she was feeling. I thought she was finna hum.
Oh, are you okay? Well, I can do a little bit of it.
This why I want you to do it, because you know, it's some folk that can sing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they need listen. That's you pick one. I just want a little bit of it, just a little bit.
Okay. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
Lord, that verse out. Listen, it'll grab you. We'll be in church. It'll grab you. Look. Oh my Lord. Worship is so important. It is so important. And I'm kind of in the middle of I came up in Church Going Christ, and but I also was in the Tupac generation, and I also was in the, you know what I'm saying, R&B. So worship today sounds different, because this is about the soul of music. Worship, it sounds different, but it has the same impact, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about it being different.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Saying we got a different generation of we got our youth. Their language is different. Their worship is different. You know, can you talk a little bit about that? Because while you were singing, I can hear that shift that God has brought us to. You know, I felt it. I heard it. Can you talk a little bit about it? Because we got some saints that ain't that happy about it. But
to be honest, this is what I've always said about music in general, because I'm like you, you know, I love the Lord, I love the worship, but you know, we listen to what we listen to, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I've always said that music is always what you perceive it to be.
Yeah.
And you can say the same thing about worship. Worship is your personal time with God. Now, your personal time with God and your personal, how can I say it? Your personal time and the way you exalt to God, that's between you and Him. And to everybody, it's not going to be viewed the same. You know, and that's just the way it is. You know, some people, you know, some saints love, you know, the guide me over that great Jehovah worship. And, you know, everybody else might love, you know, and I will not be silent. I will always worship you. Like it's your perception. It's like what you're trying to exalt to God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's all mental. It's really all perception, how you perceive.
Yeah, and I was explaining it to somebody else. I said, you know, hey, I like Bluebell. You may like Benny Jet, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, Blue Bunny does nothing for me, you know, but you give me some Bluebell, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then what's so awesome about the anointing is God can use, He's a sovereign God, He uses whoever He wants to use. Because
right.
He wants to reach all of us. And I think that it's important that we, I'm going to say this is, you know, no offense, I don't want nobody to get mad. But I think it's important that some of us, you know, let the anointing out, that chokehold you got going on. And
right.
Yeah, right. It's important that we all can get fed. It's important that we all can be reached, and it's going to be sad that some of us are going to miss what God is doing right now. You know, right. Talk to us, get into the project, because I'm gonna get into the tour too. But let's talk about this. All of me. Let's talk about it.
Well, like I tell everybody, all of me is my personal testimony. You know, not to get all into it, but you know, there was a time and point in my life where I really dealt with depression and dealt with, you know, suicidal thoughts. And you know, a lot of people look at, you know, especially PKs, they look at us and think that, you know, we don't go through and we don't struggle and, you know, don't have issues going on in life and think that we just gonna pray our way through everything. And every time, you know, it don't always happen like that. You know, we're human, just like everybody else is human. So we go through things, we struggle. So, you know, it was a dark time in my life where I just, you know, just wanted to ask God why. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you go into church, all you do is go to church, go home, go to work, you know what I mean? Things like that. And it's just like, why is it? You know, and I know a lot of times we, as people, just sometimes we question God and we be like, why? Why do we have to go through that? Why do we have to go through this? Why do we have to struggle? And, you know, why do we have to do things like that? And sometimes the Lord will just hit you in the back of the head and just say, why not? You know what I mean?
Why not?
You know, like the Bible says, test and trials come to make us strong. So that was a test, you know. It was a test, and from that test came a beautiful testimony that came in the form of a song that God just, you know, gave me the lyrics to while I was just laying in bed and just crying, just really seeking help. And we were at church one Sunday, and it just came out. And the rest is history. We went and recorded it, and you know, big shout out to Todd Delaney. Todd Delaney was doing a special where they were producing singles for people, for artists. And my aunt, who is also recording artist, is gonna be on the tour with us. She threw my name in a hat, and it just so happened that I won the contest to get a song completely produced and mixed and mastered for free. So, you know, I just, you know, ever since that day, you know, I thank God, and I you know, I give him all the praise and glory. I take no credit for anything because it was all God. So, you know, we put the song out. You know, I'm just excited just to be an artist, just to, you know, have the song out. And then there's been so many, this is why I keep going, because there's been so many people who I know that don't go to church like we do, that really ain't all into it like we are, but they'll see me on the street or they'll hit me up, you know, on my phone or whatever and be like, bro, that song really touched me. I blasted it in my car every day, and I just, that's what it's all about, the impact and the message getting out to the people. I tell people all the time, if I never make another dime, if I never become, you know, on a main stage or anything like that, I just want the people to be blessed. So,
amen.
That's what, you know, that's what all of me is doing, and, you know, I'm just grateful.
Yeah, and it's powerful when you can not be selfish with your worship, you know, because, like I say, you know, people want to say, okay, well, this is God and this is not God. Well, this is mine. And I, you know, when you understand that God has anointed you, like you said, I went through what I went through. God gave me this message. Now it's about to make somebody else free. You see what I'm saying? Every life that it touched, household that it touched, every, like you said, some of them ain't at the church, some of them ain't at a district meeting in a tent revival, you know, you in the drive through trying to, you know, and worship is in the parking lot, you don't understand me,
right.
And it's so, I'm excited about the series that I'm doing because my prayer is that we really get free. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That we really get free. And if we understand how sovereign God is, if we really understand how sovereign God is, we're able to win somebody that may never step foot in a church, you know, but I'm at the laundromat singing. I'm at the laundromat, you know, and somebody about to get free. I got time. My clothes is in the spin cycle. I got time. I got time. You know what I'm saying? I got time.
Right.
You know. You hanging with your boys playing PlayStation, but we about to put these controllers down. You know, because I got time. We about to look.
Right.
Everybody, and I tell people, man, you got to be where you're supposed to be at. You know, the pulpit. Everybody want to be on the praise team and want to be singing in the. Yeah, come on, your podium is probably right there on the side of the crack house, right there. You know, you got ask God where your divine place is.
Right, and it's crazy. It's crazy that you say that because, you know, I had a couple classmates that I know, you know, all they do is go to work, they go home, they smoke weed and do whatever they do. And I had one tell me, and I'm just being honest, I had one tell me, man, I was getting ready to roll up a blunt, and I played your song, and all I got to do was just sit there and cry. And they were just like, thank you. And I was like, that's what it's all about. I give God all the praise, man.
Come on, listen, let me, and I'm gonna give this testimony to you because I believe in divine appointment. I'm gonna give this testimony to you. My brother is a R&B singer, and he's on a lot of local Houston artists, you know, projects. And so for a time I was going through homelessness. So I had to live with my brother. So while I was living with my brother, you know, I'm still going to preach the gospel. I don't care if I'm what's going on. And people always say that to me, talking about, you're going through something. I say, yeah, but I'm going to come on. You know, I got to come out. You understand me? So we in the living room, right? Having church. Mm-hmm. We have church in the living room. And people coming in, going to the studio or whatever. We singing, praying. People coming in, going to the studio. So at this time, years ago, at this time, H-Town comes in. H-Town comes in, right? Dino, Shazam, everybody comes in. We can stop. We in full praise, worship. We speaking those things that be not as though they already are. Look, he's supposed to be in the studio. They supposed to be in the studio. They sit down. They sit down. They say, I got to get some of this, you know? And that's when that's the Lord amazing. Said, you know, where is, people say ministry, not industry, but where is the ministry for the industry? Where is it?
Right.
He's calling us into these places, you know, that some of us that are super duper saved, you know, ain't willing to go. So he's calling us into those places, you know, and I think that, you know, in this season, we need to humble ourselves and trust God that if he takes us in there, that he's going to bring us out. But he's not going to bring us out empty handed. This for you. He's not going to bring you out empty handed. Glory to God. Amen. He's bringing you out with some folk. Come on. Glory to God. He's bringing you out with some folks. So, you know, it's like Jesus said to the disciples, hey, I got to go through Samaria. Come on. They say, what you going through that for? I have need to go through Samaria. You have need to go through the places that you're going through. Because God got some folk I'm excited.
I'm
excited. Let's talk about this tour. Let's talk about this tour, you know. I looked at the name. The name itself.
Right.
Is powerful. So let me hush. Go ahead. Talk
about this tour. Well, it's okay. So, a little backstory on the whole thing. My mom and dad used to do these youth conferences called the Youth Roundup, and we would invite all youth and, you know, young adults and young in heart to all come together, no matter what denomination, no matter what race. We just invite everybody to come together and just have church and just worship and praise. And it was something that really stuck with me. And like I said, it was a major part of my life. And being involved in it, I always said, you know, one day I wanted to, you know, kind of pick up the, you know, carry the torch and keep it going. And, you know, the Lord made it, you know, the Lord made a way for us to keep it going. And I believe this is like the sixth or seventh year. You know, since, you know, picking it up and going with it, and it's been amazing. Each year has been crazy. You know, souls been saved, people's lives been touched, and you know, it's just been an amazing experience. So, you know, I prayed about it, and you know, I was like, you know, we want to do this thing big. We want to make this thing, you know, make it be something that people will remember. And you know, it was like, why not take it out on tour and see, you know, see what happens, take the experience out and, you know, see what's going on. So the Worshipers United Tour is getting ready to start. We got about a week or two before we kick this thing off. And it's going to be an amazing experience. You know, we coming to worship, we coming to praise, you know, we just going for it. And it'll be starting June the 23rd. It will be ending June 25th. So that's why I'm telling people, they got to get their tickets. They got to come through, because I'm telling you, this is going to be something that you do not want to miss. Friday night, the 23rd, will be in Tyler, Texas, with some good people, and it's gonna be crazy. And then Saturday night will be in Malakoff, Texas, and Sunday night will be in the big city of Houston, and I'm looking forward to Houston. You know, I have a lot of artist friends and family down there. And you know, I've been hitting them up every day. Like, I need y'all to come through. We're gonna pack the place out. And you know, it's just gonna be an amazing experience. I have some great family and friends that's gonna be on it with me. My aunt Lucretia Brandon, my big brother Jeremy Reese, Jackie Owens, and I have my little nieces and nephews, J3 out of Dallas. And I'm telling you, these people, when they go for broke. So I tell people all the time, don't come expecting the ordinary, because the ordinary is not going to happen. We're expecting God to come through and move and just have his way. And I can't wait. I'm ready to get started. This is going to be good.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be powerful. Listen, give some information. Now, you said for your project, is All of Me somewhere where we can listen to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, All of Me is available on, I actually have two singles out, All of Me and Forever Worship. They're available on all digital platforms, all music outlets, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, you know, anywhere that you can pull up music. I even saw it's on TikTok now. So it's everywhere. All you have to look up is All of Me by Trey Williams or Forever Worship by Trey Williams, and you know, take a listen to it. I just pray that it bless you. And he just commented, my dad is gonna be the MC for the tour. Pastor Myron Williams of the Abundant Faith Ministries in Malakoff, Texas, where him and my mom, Evangelist Kimberly Williams, is the pastor and first lady. Like, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
You'll have me traveling.
Hey, come on out.
Listen, look, y'all, I'm telling y'all don't want to miss it. It's very important. It's very important to the kingdom that we learn how to get together. Come on, amen. Like they say, get close to the fire. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Receive what God has for us. You know, people are like, he was talking about depression a little earlier. It's so many people dealing with depression today.
So many
people. And when God sends the answer, or God says, come on close to the fire. I remember I used to go through things and I'll call home and my daddy will say, come home. he'll say, baby, you know you can come home. Come on.
Right.
In my spirit, I just feel like the Lord is going to move. The Lord is going to lift some burdens. The Lord is going to break some things off of your life. He's going to answer some questions. Come on. Glory to God. Amen. He's going to lift some things you've been carrying for years. God is going to lift it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I think that, my Lord, I think that he's calling you. He's calling you. He's saying you need to be there. You need to be there. Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's going to be a fire in that place. I feel it in my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you're on here, it's meant for you to be there. I always tell people, don't take it for granted. If you're on here right now listening, guess what? This is your divine appointment coming to Houston. This is it. See, when I was coming up, they say a revival is coming. They'll say a crusade is coming. They'll say a pro, and we get to the fire. Do you hear me?
Right.
We get to the fire. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Get to the fire. I'm gonna post where they're gonna be at. And if you are in those places, you're in Houston, you mentioned a couple other places, You need to get to the fire. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Hallelujah. You need to get to the fire. Amen. Hallelujah. We're coming to destroy yokes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Oh, Lord have mercy. So tell us where you are on Facebook. Tell us where you are on Facebook. If somebody needs to call and get you guys to where they are, drop some information for them so we can share.
All right. Well, you can find me. You can find me on Facebook at Trey Williams. Facebook. What else? Instagram. I have to hold on. I changed my name so many times on Instagram. I have to tell y'all the right thing. So it's Trey Williams on Instagram. I mean, not Trey Williams on Instagram. Trey Williams on Facebook and official _ Trey Williams on Instagram. You know, you can reach me by Messenger or you can DM me. Anything like that. All booking information and everything. And I actually have a website. I forgot about my website. I have to double check with it and make sure it's still good. But it should be official Trey Williams. You can just search it up on anything on Google or Safari or whatever, and just type up official Trey Williams, and it should pull up the website where we put all the tour information and all the engagements and everything. And yeah, I'm not hard to find, and I'm very easy to talk to. I just put it like that. So,
yeah. Well, this has been. I'm excited. About what God is doing, amen. And I know that God is going to use you to do some great and marvelous things. I believe and I speak that this tour is going to increase. You're going to be like, wait a minute. I got to add some cities. Amen. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you. That means some stuff going to get out the way. Some stuff going to get moved around. Amen. Mm-hmm. So that this fire can come in. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to say a word to folk that's listening. Now, you know, because I believe that when you have been through something, praise God, I believe that God always for example, I was going through and the Lord used my mom to say, you're stronger than you think you are, right? Mm-hmm. So just a nugget, something
okay.
to leave with us.
So to the people of God, I just encourage you to keep going. Like, no matter what's going on, no matter what you're up against, no matter what obstacles are coming your way, keep going. You can make it and you will make it. God gives us the strength every day to get up and go to work and to get up and, you know, take care of our families and things like that. Apply that same faith to your life. If you believe that the Lord is going to make a way for you to do the simple things in life, trust and believe that he'll do the big and greater things in your life. And, you know, if you have scriptures that you like to read that encourages you, do that. Wake up, get up every day, say a word of prayer, and just ask God to just give you the strength to make it. And I promise you, he will do it. Don't give up. Don't give in. You know, reach for your goals and don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't do it. Man. You know, don't look at the fame. Don't look at the money. Don't look at, you know, things like that, because that's not what it's about. It's about your soul and the souls of the people that you're trying to encourage and you're trying to touch. So
Man.
that's really all I have to say. Just keep the faith and keep going. Man.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the show tonight, Father God. We pray, amen, that this word, this encouragement fell on good ground tonight. Glory to God, amen, that it will spring forth, amen, bring forth good fruit, praise God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you touch this man of God from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet and every worshiper that has united with him. Glory to God, amen, in this endeavor. We know, Father God, you're going to use them mightily. Glory to God, amen, to break chains. Glory to God, to start a fire in some folk life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To rejuvenate some folk. Refresh some folk. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, amen. Y'all. I want y'all to, we want to thank Trey for coming. Trey, we want you to come back.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We want y'all to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Amen. God bless you. Good night. We'll be right back.